Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
What does it mean that we're under grace now and not law? Does that mean we're now free to disobey God if we want? No. It means we have a new way of obeying Him, a more effective way. We do it by the power of the Holy Spirit when we trust in God's promises. So what promise did God make that if we trust it, it will enable us to keep the golden rule? Everybody understands the golden rule. A lot of people even maybe understand that the golden rule creates the golden perspective. And so this is obvious. This is obvious. You learn this in kindergarten. Let me ask you this. If everyone understands it, and it's in all the religions, and it's so self-evident that it's true, why isn't anybody doing it? Why does the whole world admire the golden rule and disobey the golden rule at the same time? Why don't they carry it out? They don't carry it out because you cannot live out the golden rule or have the golden perspective without one more point that we need to add here, and that is what I'll call the golden promise. When you think about treating others the way you would want to be treated, the biggest obstacle to doing that, or one of the biggest obstacles, I think, is fear. You don't, that's what keeps us from loving each other with self-sacrificial love. We're afraid of that because we're afraid if I focus on loving you, giving to you, treating you the way I want to be treated, that leaves nobody to look after how I'm treated. When we don't watch ourselves, the people around us are going to take advantage of us and treat us like doormats, and we're going to be mistreated, neglected, and abused, and we're not going to have anybody looking after our happiness. We're not going to have access to that which we need to be happy if we don't go after it because nobody else is going to get it for us. So if we don't get it for ourselves, we're just not going to be happy. If I don't see to it that my wife and my friends, my coworkers, and everybody around me is treating me and giving me what I need to be happy, then nobody else is going to do that, and so I'm going to be left with nothing. If my needs aren't met, then what good am I going to be to anybody else? I'm no good to you. If my needs aren't met, then how can I help you? And so I have to concern myself with my own needs first. That is excellent logic. That is impeccable, excellent logic for an atheist. If there's no God, or if there is a God, but He isn't powerful, or He isn't good, or He's not a father to you, or He hasn't promised to take care of you, which is the same as no God. If there's no God, then yeah, that logic makes perfect sense. Watch out for number one, because nobody else is going to take care of you. But I think there's a reason why verse 12 comes right after verses 9 to 11. If no one is taking care of you, then yeah, you need to worry about taking care of yourself and meeting your own needs. But since you have a Father in heaven who is more eager to give good gifts to you than you are to give to your own children, He's that willing, and He's giving and taking care of you, then that frees you up to not have to worry about taking care of your own needs, and you can just give and love. That's the golden promise. He will take care of you. He is your Father. The golden promise is verses 9 to 11. They come right before the golden rule in verse 12. We all know that we should focus on outward instead of inward and be givers instead of takers and put our energy into loving rather than trying to get people to love us. But if nobody has your back, then how will your needs be met? And the answer is, in the golden rule, you can do the golden rule because in verses 9 to 11 you have the golden promise. God has your back. He'll meet your needs. He'll take care of all that, and that frees you up to love. See that? If you're a child of God. This only applies to children of God. Which is why the world admires the golden rule but can't obey it because they don't have the golden promise. They don't have any basis for it. Shows up in the holy books, but that's all they have is that principle. But the principle is useless without the promise. what makes Jesus' teaching on the golden rule unique is that no one, it's not that nobody ever thought, it never occurred to anybody before Jesus' time, oh, treat others the way you want to be treated. It's because nobody ever gave the basis for it like Jesus did. They admire it, but they break it because the key to obeying the golden rule is not mere awareness of it. The key is being able to trust a gracious, powerful, loving God to act as your Father and take care of your interests while you're busy pouring yourself out to others. This is what it means to obey by means of faith. You say, how does faith help me obey? This is how. You trust His promises and that frees you up to give. This is what it means to obey by faith. You bank on what He's promised and then you can pour yourself out because somebody else is pouring in. So the basis for the golden rule is the golden promise. We love because we trust in His promise. That's faith. That's faith. Golden promise points to faith. The golden rule and the golden purpose is obedience to God's law as interpreted by the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's obedience. You have faith and then you have obedience. And then the climax and the greatest expression of that obedience is the golden perspective, which is love. Faith, obedience, and love. Faith in Christ resulting in obedience to the law expressed through love to one another. And what the world wants to do is just grab that one little piece of love one another, and they don't have the faith or the obedience, just the love. And it's useless. That rips everything out of it. It destroys it. The golden rule is faith, obedience, and love. So is it really true that you can find the golden rule in all the religious writings everywhere? No. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That, by itself, without the foundation of promise, without the motivation of obedience to God, becomes an empty, impossible human rule that is compatible with paganism or atheism. That's why it's in every religious book. You strip away the golden purpose and the golden promise, and all you have left is something that's really not so golden. But if we leave it intact, as the Lord delivered it to us, this trite little kindergarten rule becomes the Everest of ethics. And because it is the confluence of faith, obedience, and love. Let's pray. Father, we ask Your forgiveness now for where we have been influenced by this world and as a result been incapable of carrying out the golden rule. And we ask You to deliver us from that. Lord, just deliver us from it. Help us to get out of their way of thinking about the golden rule and get into Your way that You taught it based on the golden promise. And for the purpose of the golden purpose of obeying Your holy law with faith and obedience and hope and love. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
What are some situations where you find the golden rule difficult to obey? How could you use the golden promise to help you in those situations?
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are a crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.